everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I am your host, Ali W., with my co-host,
Drew Breeze. What's up, imposters?
Yes, sir. Today, we have, let's jump right into it. It's been the first good episode in a while. I like the first four episodes, but this has to be like that classic nostalgia feel.
Yeah, this was a banger. I'm not going to hold you up. This episode was dope.
Episode 13 of season 4, 72. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Do you want to give your thoughts about it, or should I, or
you can dive into it.
Oh, okay.
And we'll take it from there.
We'll go through the episode, summarize it. The episode starts off with a little bit of Zeke explaining how his spinal fluid was used as a chemical agent in a gas that was used to kill people.
Yep.
For his own benefit. And also, fuck Zeke. The guy's a piece of shit. Levi talked to him in the episode. He's like, I don't know if you're on our side or if you are or not. That's not the question. However, what I can tell is you feel no remorse whatsoever about doing what you did.
And exactly. Levi is smart, too. Notice Zeke was like, dude, you keep asking me this. I already explained this to you once we touched down. So I can see Levi trying to catch some discrepancies with the story.
Exactly.
But Zeke, he's just a mastermind at this point.
He's
too intelligent.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
The thing is, you're always, you know how they say, like, a good defense will be a great offense?
Absolutely, I agree.
Like, the thing is, you're playing in his field. Yeah. So no matter how good you play, you're still playing in his field. He knows everything that it's going to happen. And if you don't know those variables, if you don't know those unknowns, there's not much really you could do. You're shit out of luck.
Right, it's like Zeke controlling the shot clock.
Exactly. Yeah,
he paying off the refs.
Exactly, bro. He'll get your team traded. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like he's
got
a conventional
players.
You know
what I'm saying? The elite players.
Yeah.
On his side, it's not looking too good
for the audience. And for
I just feel like, bro, like Zeke already 3-4 moves ahead.
Exactly. Like he's planning for some. And we'll get to the end part of the episode, but it's just that when I look at Zeke, I'm like at first, like, you know, I'm like, okay, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. But no, it doesn't. Like, as soon as you think about it, like he snitched on his dad, bro. And then he betrayed the country that he was fighting for. Like, whose side are you on? Like what do you want to do to win? Fuck you. What you want to do to win is what you want. He wants to be the person that's on top. He wants to be the king.
It's just like he can go either way, bro.
Yeah.
He can be a hero or he can be the villain.
I will personally place a wager that says that he will be the true villain.
I mean,
and I think
way it's looking.
Yeah. I think he is the true villain. I think that whether he inherited that responsibility, because you know sometimes you inherit some shit with these with these abilities and with these memories and shit. Mm-hmm. But I think Aaron is the good guy. He's not looking like it right now.
Right.
He's not. He's doing some real fucked up shit. But, you know, like the means, the ends justify the means. So you
feel like Aaron is taking on a bad guy look.
But exactly. You know what it is?
To pull it off at the end to save everyone.
Huh? Yeah. You know what they say is like you either die a hero or live long enough to be a villain. Right?
I tell you, yeah.
And I'm, you know, like, I got that so much in my life. Shout out to my haters. I got that so much in my life, right?
You at, what, 7 or 6? Something like that?
8. Million.
I give you 8 now.
Yeah.
I think I said 6 last week.
Yeah.
You at 8.
Bro, honestly, it's just exponential growth at this point. It's just exponential. Like, it's ridiculous. That's how I see Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron is taking on this the cap and cape of being a bad guy, being the villain. You know, put the blame on me. I'm doing what's necessary for the best of my people. And I think at the end he's gonna fuck over Zeke.
I think at the end he is. He's the garbage man, right? It's a dirty job.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody gotta do it.
If he doesn't do it, bro,
that's the approach he's taking.
Yeah. It's that that's. And every time, bro, he's a fucking snake. I don't trust Zeke for shit. I'm just, bro, looking Zeke, at his eyes.
I cannot hate Zeke because he's just so intelligent, bro. I fuck with people like that. That's just like, I control this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm going to outwit you. I'm going to outsmart you. It's nothing you can do. I didn't calculate your move. You can go this route.
And that's what I
got an option for that. You can go this route.
Yeah.
I got it covered on that aspect too. So
you can do whatever you want. Camp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like he's a puppet master, bro. He's controlling everything. And I feel like
that's what makes me hit a home run
on this character, bro.
That's what is so well written about him. It's like yes, like I fucking hate him, but the writing of this is so. At least that's what I think they're trying to make me do. Because I'll honestly come out.
You already know, bro. If the author giving us bangers like that and keeping us like as if we in a washing machine just
spinning around,
bro. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he got something. A major reveal or some type of major.
Yeah, he's doing, bro. There's one more reveal. it's like as big of a reveal as learning that they're not the only people left on Earth. The people on Paradise. Like it's going to be that big. Like I don't know if they were like some, like if they were like there's like they're actually demons from hell or like the, you know what they keep saying. Like I keep on seeing it on Twitter is like imagine at the very end, the last scene of this show, and they say based on a true story.
Like
imagine that, like that's what I like, that level type shit. Like it's going to be crazy. I can't wait for it. I cannot wait for it.
And I don't want to back to Levi and Zeke interaction. You can tell Levi just want to behead him right there, bro.
Oh yeah,
it's like Levi is telling himself, "Shit, I need some information from this dude." But I'm just at a point where I'm just ready to just off you. I've been wanting to kill you for a long time. And you trying my patience, bro.
Exactly.
Like, my patience is growing so thin, and you talking this bullshit, man. I know it's bullshit. Exactly. Yeah. I know it's bullshit.
Who are
but
you playing?
But you think you a smart ass. You think you so clever. What happens if I just cut your head off right now?
Yeah. And not so smart, are you?
Not so smart, are you? Pussy. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like Levi, that's a perfect character, perfect person to be watching over Zeke.
Oh, yeah. Because the thing is, he's like, bro, he's like, I fuck with strategy. I buy into it.
Yeah.
But I fucking hate you.
Exactly.
So fuck strategy. I might just kill you.
I'm tired of just ask questions and kill late. I'm about to kill you now. And I figure this shit out as we go. But I know one thing. You got to go, bro. And I feel like Levi is really on that tip.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at some season 3 clips and Erwin.
Season 3. Okay.
Was the you know when he charged?
Okay.
He charged against the Beast Titan.
Yeah.
That was his mentor, his hero, his friend, his like they were fucking Titan. That's like something happening to you and the guy who killed you is sitting right in front of me.
Exactly.
Like bro, like fuck strategy.
This is personal. Fuck you.
Exactly. I would have been heated, bro. Just looking at him, thinking back, that was my fucking home. Bro, you took out a whole fucking village. You don't feel bad about it. You took out
Eldia. You're not showing no remorse.
Yeah,
like,
fuck you,
pussy.
You
up there explaining this story over and over. Yeah. You have not displayed an ounce of guilt.
Yeah,
no remorse at all.
Yep.
Motherfucker, that so-called town you keep referring to, it has a name.
Use the name. Not once. Yeah, he's like, bro, that's how you know he's a strategist, which I like.
He got 100% control over his emotions.
Yeah.
Because he is not. You can't tell if he's excited.
I don't know. He doesn't
sad.
Have emotion.
He don't have.
He's
bro.
A sociopath.
Exactly. I love Zeke, man. I can't stand dude.
But
I love him, bro.
He's an appropriate villain to the show because you need somebody as big as the story is to have an appropriately big villain.
Exactly.
You can't have an underwhelming villain or OP villain because I'm like, okay, can you really defeat him? And if they do defeat him, you'll be like, okay, like, I guess, plot armor, I guess.
Bro.
But this guy, he's just a strategist. He doesn't have any abilities or nothing. It's just his fucking brain. And his brain is fucking cancer to the world
and
to the league.
Exactly. And I'm also thinking, bro, I'm wondering, like, if he knew to turn his father and just to...
You
know what I'm saying? Did he know information?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited to see them like disclose how they piece everything
together.
Because I don't think, bro, Zeke is so smart. I don't think as a child he was just that much of a pussy. I just think
he was intelligent.
And was like, man, I gotta go this route.
There may be another guy who's even before him pulling strings.
Yeah, and maybe.
That's just like orchestrating shit from like centuries before. Gotcha. And like he keeps on inheriting and going through people and just, you know, like Black Zetsu? What's her name? The villain.
Kaguya. Yeah, Kaguya.
Kaguya.
I can't say her name.
And she sent Zetsu into the world to orchestrate everything.
Yeah.
And like he was like everybody was just like unbeknownst to all of it. Gotcha. Like it was always her.
It was her or was he really pulling? Now that I think, but it was her.
It was her, but she made him from way back as like an exit point.
Exactly.
Like as a strategy.
Mm-hmm. And he orchestrated all of the.
You ever watch Harry Potter?
Yeah, I love Harry Potter. I have not read the books.
Oh, I haven't either.
Oh, yeah, but I've seen all Harry Potter's.
The Voldemort and the reason he put those Horcruxes, I think is what he called them, into people. So that way, if he ever dies physically, he just comes out of there.
Yeah,
he never really dies. Like I feel like that's what he also did is like there's somebody orchestrating this event where like he just if anything ever happens to him he inherits himself at another point.
Yeah,
and like
that's so strategic.
Yeah,
that's my favorite word. Yeah. Strategic.
Yeah, shout out to our chess match earlier. We were playing a chess match.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We didn't finish it. We're gonna finish it.
Yep, we'll just start it over because it didn't look too good for my boy.
It didn't. It did not. By choice.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fasting and I have to break my fast. So we gotta.
And I was just trying to convey to my boy.
Shout out to all the Muslims watching.
I already calculated three.
Yeah, he said that shit in the middle. He was like, you can do whatever you want. I think four moves ahead. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, okay, like, what is this? Like, mental games, bro? Fuck you. You're not Zeke. Yeah. So after the opening credits, we then the scene where
orphans family going to the dinner.
Exactly. There's Falco and Gabby going in with them, and the whole thing of a couple episodes ago. Hey, there's a Marleyan guy. You can go escape back home. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this because I didn't recognize the guy, but that turns out to be Sasha's father who brought in Gabby and Falco and treated them as if he was one of their own. I didn't know that at the time.
I thought you knew it based off the last episode. And I was like, oh, my God, that's fucked up.
Yeah, no. I
that's going to be, like, a major, like, they're going to explode once they find out I'm the child that killed my
dad. Yeah, exactly.
Because the little girl, blonde-haired girl, she was describing Sasha, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
She was talking about how Sasha, she looked up to Sasha.
Yeah, as a hero, exactly.
So I'm like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was really fucked up, man. Yeah. It's it's obviously in the writing, but
Falco is so damn smart too. But bro, peep this: how he noticed, you know what I'm saying? His ally, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And was like, "Oh, my stomach hurt." Blah blah blah. And Gabby following his lead.
Yeah.
So they hook up with Niccolo. That's his name, right?
Yeah, Niccolo.
So
I was about to say Niccolo.
They like, bro, like, oh, okay. Revealing a plan A.
Yeah.
We suspect there's going to be an offensive attack and blah blah blah. Let's get in orders. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like she was telling him, like, stay strong, Marley, and wearing this together.
Exactly.
Like, bitch, who did you kill?
Exactly. And he knew that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Based off of the intel, the news. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fake news going around.
Yeah.
That they had the two kid prisoners that escaped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he like, why is Warrior Kids doing here? And Gabby just disclosed everything. You know what I'm saying? We got on this ship, blah, blah, blah. I killed people. That's why we're here. And so Falco peeped like,
He's not reacting the way he should be reacting.
Like, chill, Gabby, like this. You talking too much.
The wrong one.
Like, I don't think he's
an
ally.
We should like, make sure that he's with us
exactly,
before.
Exactly, bro.
Because what's he doing here anyways?
And she just sounded like she possessed, like, the devil this and that. Like, bro, I was just so, like, I went into a state of depression, bro, that that blade did not hit her neck.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that in a couple of seconds.
So we'll get to it. Yeah. But I'm like, bro, I was so heated, bro.
Because I
used to fuck with Gabby, but man, like, she getting on my nerves at this point.
Oh yeah, I agree with you on a lot of levels. The conversation happens, and then he breaks a bottle over his head.
Yeah, yeah.
That bottle turns out to not have bitches and models. Sorry,
it's a song.
Yeah, but it turns out to, okay, all right. It warranted it. Hey, you know what? Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, he's on one. Okay.
You on one.
Yeah, I'll do what I got.
Nice.
Fuck, what was I talking about?
Spinal fluid.
Spinal fluid was in there. Yeah, so he was like, Hanji and the crew came in and was like, hey, this must be the good shit.
Yeah,
he was like, "Don't touch this fucker," and then ran away. Next thing you know,
he peeped like how he started bad talking.
Yeah.
The Eldians. I mean, the soldiers, like, you know what they called them, devils. But he was really trying to protect them, bro.
Yeah, yeah, he really
it
was
so believable.
Yeah, yeah, he really
but
did.
In
he's
a way,
like,
it's
he's still
like
on
he
this
playing
shit?
Both sides because he couldn't disclose. Like, it would have,
but he likes
suspicious
him.
Why you pulling this wine.
That was
the
only way out.
But he played it right by saying, "Hey, this the good shit. This don't belong."
Yeah,
we can't waste the good shit on
Fucking Eldian. Yeah, you pieces of shit.
Yeah,
fuck, that was close, man. I can't have them drinking that shit. They would be dead.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, he's a Marley soldier.
But you know what it is, bro? At the end of the day, he's a good fucking person.
I fuck with
that. That's what it is, bro. I don't give a fuck what side of the spectrum you're on. You're a good person. You're a fucking good person.
But,
fuck
I mean,
everything else.
Do you consider him a good person because he just so happened to fall in love with Sasha?
No, he's a good person because he didn't want them to drink it. Bro, he fell in love with Sasha because he's a good person. He saw through the whole
But that's what
LDN
I'm saying.
Thing.
He had to fall in love with a devil.
Oh, bro, he's a good
just, person. Just, listen. Yeah. He had to fall in love with the devil just to feel like, oh, okay, I guess it's okay for me to fuck with devils because I'm piping a devil, so she can't be that bad. So let me correct the way I'm thinking.
I think about it in the reverse.
Okay,
go ahead. Think about it in that for him to say, you know what, she's more than this.
Right.
She's this, makes him a good person. Because he's not judging on one factor. He's looking at this person as a person and not as what they represent.
Exactly.
So, and it's not that, okay, I like her, so I have to like them all. Fuck me, right? You know, logical. Because I've seen a lot of people do illogical shit.
And right.
Me
and
one
and
of
I
them.
Will agree that he is a good person because people
it's not
make
he was
mistakes.
Trying to fuck.
And ignorance, bro, is not bad. It's okay to be ignorant in certain things. You know what
okay,
I'm
yeah.
Saying?
I was like, was just if ignorant. You put a period right there, I'll be like, no, I kind of disagree.
But
it's not
I'm
okay.
Just saying, he was ignorant to the whole notion that, you know what I'm saying? The LDN people are bad and evil.
Yeah.
Once he seen for himself that they're not so bad, he fell in love with one.
No, bro.
He changed his way of thinking. And he's a good person in that regard, right?
I agree with you, but again, I think about it in the reverse. You keep on approaching it this way.
I feel like, bro.
At the end of the day,
Sasha changed his thought process.
She did, absolutely. But I felt
and
like.
And that's what make him good, because. Yeah, he was willing to change.
You put all of the credit to Sasha. I put the credit on Sasha and the fact that he's a good person.
Yeah, and that's why I agree with you.
Yeah.
This little thing is not an argument. I agree with you.
Yeah, no.
He is a good person.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, giving
no,
Sasha
you want exactly. I see what you're saying. He felt such love for her that he can't have hatred for the rest of her people.
Because
if he hated the rest of her people, then he have to hate her. It's not reconcilable.
And I can argue that if Sasha didn't come in the picture to impact his life, he would still have the same mindset that Gabby has.
To an
not
extent,
to that
yeah.
extreme.
Yeah.
Like, she's just an extremist.
Yeah, she's a fucking dumb. But yeah. It's me and her in the same boat. But I'm on the opposite spectrum. I fucking hate it. The next thing that happens, he hits him over the head with it.
Yep.
And he comes back upstairs and it was like, hey, Mr. Browse? Fuck,
oh,
I don't
shit.
Know what his name is. Mr. Yeah. Bross, he's like, yo,
he's like,
I caught these two fucking rats downstairs. you know, if you want, you can kill them. If you don't kill them, I'm going to kill them.
Because
fuck this bitch. She killed your daughter, and I fucking love your daughter.
Yep.
Emphasis on the fucking loving your daughter. You get me? Can I please? Thank you. All right. Okay. Fuck you, man. Okay. So I'm like, you had to hit that before you left. Like, for a solid 2 seconds there, I was fucking left hanging.
Yeah, bro.
Okay. Fuck you. All right, whatever. You know what? I got to work on my craft.
I got you.
Yeah.
It's just so telegraph and elementary, bro. You just got to elevate.
Like, telegraph the road? Or?
Like, you televise the...
The revolution
the,
will be
the fucking... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Your punchline.
Oh, yeah,
I've
seen
it a mile.
You've seen it coming. Like, as soon as I said, you're like, okay, you don't have to.
It's like saying a joke that everybody knows, right?
Yeah.
And you say, that's funny, right?
It was. It was.
And you waited for a reaction. Yeah. Like, I kind of heard the joke. It didn't.
At that point, you were giving me a pity laugh, but... Beggars can't be choosers. Give me a fucking pity laugh.
Exactly.
I'll take it.
That's why.
Give me one of these.
I gave you.
I hope that was a comedy one.
I think that was
the laughter. Yeah, it was the orange.
My memory that orange is the comedy. Yeah.
I kind of because there's yellow and orange right there.
Gotcha. Yeah. We do it live.
Yeah. Hey, fuck it. This is real. This shit is raw. This shit is authentic.
Oh yeah.
Can't have bars without putting that arse in it.
Mm. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I stole that.
You was a biter, bro. You're not a writer, you a biter.
Okay.
It's a big verse. I'm only picking up my brother.
I think I'm a great rapper.
Okay, I feel you.
You're
a good writer, bro. Now that we talking about writing, bro, like I gotta give you your props. I know this.
Why are you looking at them? Look at me.
I'm looking at the people.
What the fuck are you talking to me
about? You
okay? All right.
I'm not gonna say that. He wrote an essay for me. He helped me submit an essay to obtain a scholarship. And I appreciate you that. I mean, I appreciate you for that.
Yeah. Has the statute of limitations passed on that?
I think so.
Yeah. So I put myself in his shoes and I crafted a wonderful story.
Yeah.
And he read this shit. He was like,
I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah, you were looking at it. You were like, you kept on looking up. You're like, how does he do this? Like, because I was writing gold. Like,
exactly.
I was like,
it's kind of like how Drake, you know what I'm saying, use a template.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
a
saying.
Skeleton beat.
Yeah. You know how you submit, you know, lyrics to an artist and they put their own twang on.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
exactly
what I did. You say, hey. Maybe you should go this route.
I was a ghostwriter.
He was a ghostwriter in that regard.
Yeah.
And guess what, man?
He got a fucking scholarship, bro. He got a fucking scholarship. Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Yep. That was a long time ago.
That was a fucking long time ago.
Give my props to my guy for the help.
Shout out.
So, he is a good writer. I'm not going to say he's not a good
You're not
a
saying
good writer.
I'm whack or like, I'm good.
You can put words... To the on paper with your penmanship.
That's what I sound like.
You feel me?
So I got bars.
I'm not going to that level. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying you got away with words. You know what I'm saying?
Bars? Question mark.
Bars.
That was hey, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take it. It's fucking pity, bro. I'm a charity case. So,
back to the episode.
Back to the episode, I guess. You know, it is what it is.
So, he was talking about the knife.
Yeah, the knife. He was about to say, "Look, I'll stab the bitch if you don't take care of her." Mm-hmm. And she is a bitch. Fuck her.
And why did Armin have to? Oh my God, guys!
Come here.
It sounded so like. I can't say, man. It's just like, dude, bro, like
act your fucking so size, bro. Yeah. It's not emotional, he's fucking weak, bro.
That's
weak.
What it is.
I like Hanji's emotional. Gene is emotional.
Right.
Like they got fucking emotion. That's why I love him. You know,
he's
the weak emotion. He's like, like
yeah.
That was a really good moment,
right?
That was a good moment.
No, just don't do it again. You the colossal titan, bro. Put some bass in your voice when some shit is.
Berto.
Like,
I thought his dick through the fucking screen, bro.
Berto was a decent colossal, bro.
Yeah.
I just feel like Berto's successor, bro, is kind of like.
Pussy, innit?
It's like he's not measuring up.
Man's a pussy cuss.
Whatever he said. I like it.
No. You don't know. You don't get that. Fuck. You don't get those.
Okay? The major sound. Yeah.
We got to fuck up. Over you
know, so, we in a studio.
You know, yeah, it's.
Yeah.
I was doing my British accent. Man's a pussy all in it, bro. You get me? No, cuss.
That doesn't sound British, bro. That sounds like Jamaican.
No, like in like South London, like they talk like that, bro. No, they talk like South London, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Brixton, innit, cuz. Yeah, actually, they have a lot of Jamaican influence.
Okay.
So that's where that comes from.
I read that somewhere.
You know, okay, all right. You seen that somewhere. Okay, so.
Niccolo, that's my guy.
Niccolo, then he's like, give me the knife, man. Give me the knife. He takes the knife off of him.
And yeah, the father.
Yeah.
He says some sentimental words, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's got to get a speech on, hey,
let's not kill the parents. The adults have to shoulder the sins of the past. This man must be on his arm and shit, bro. He's him and Armin are the same. Exactly. Same, like
man, if y'all don't offer her stupid. Like Gabby, at this point, I feel like she can't be helped, bro.
Yeah, no, bro. The thing is, like, I never liked her. Have I ever liked her?
You never liked her. I gave her a benefit of the doubt, bro.
You know what the funny thing is?
I'm like, man.
This is, I want to get to this because we said we'd leave it to this part. Gotcha. The writer wants us to feel bad for Gabby. Wants us to see that Gabby, realize you're wrong. I'm like, no, fuck that. She needs to die. I don't give a fuck. Kill her. I'll kill her. You kill her. I'll fucking murder her. I'll cut her hair off and feed it to her. I'll cut her off her fingernails. I will do some fucking torture shit to this fucking girl. She is a menace to society.
She is a fictional character, right? She's made up.
Sure.
She's made up.
If she existed, I'd do all of them. And you can take that to the bank. No. To the bank.
I feel your frustration. I feel the emotion behind.
Fuck this girl, bro. Bro,
killing
this
fictional character.
At the end, she was looking at you don't hate me? What the fuck? I do hate you. Fucking Armin. You're talking to Armin? Yeah. Oh, this man's pussy, bro. He doesn't
hate
fucking
a soul,
pussy.
Bro.
And
Peep, he was like, damn, she sounded like Aaron.
Yeah, bro.
With somebody
else. Aaron. Like, you told me to not moan anymore, bro. Right. I was like, looking at, she was like, kill this, kill that. You remind me of someone. Like, and then next thing you know, Aaron walks in and is like, man, tuck it. Like,
man, come on, B.
Like, he walks in there, he's like, listen.
You're making our gang look bad,
bro.
Like, come on.
You gotta drop this fool ASAP, bro. You gotta.
You're supposed to be the colossal titan, bro. Yeah. Act like it. Well, you in front of the enemy.
Bro, it's in front of the ops. So what the fuck is it?
Come on,
you gotta act like.
Be better, bro.
Bro, be the monsters that she wants you to be.
Exactly.
In front of her only.
Because
that's the only thing. People like that, bro, they don't understand peace. They only understand. Like, you spend way too much energy on something that may not yield any results. Kill the bitch. Be done with her. Keep Falco. He cool. I like
Falco. Yeah, that's my guy, bro.
Falco, it should have been her that died.
And, I just feel like
that's the second person that died
bullshit
by
shit. And I guarantee, bro. They were off Falco before they off Gabby.
Yeah.
They love doing shit like that.
Fuck
bro.
This
it's
bitch.
It's always the people that don't deserve to live that
and you know
always
what?
End up living, bro.
And then after all that, after numerous people have died, she'll be like, maybe, bitch. But this is what she'll say. Maybe, you know, I was wrong the whole time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, maybe, bitch. I'm sorry. Maybe, what the fuck are you on?
Exactly.
Are you stupid or are you dumb, you fucking bitch? Bro,
she's a fictional character, by the way.
If she existed, I'd fucking do all of the above. People like that need to die. Anyways, if you watch this.
This is why I call this man a...
extremist?
Yeah. He's so passionate. I love it.
A little bit. You describe that as passion?
Bro, yeah.
I describe that as my Chiha
instincts. You're radiating with so much...
emotion. That's my Uchiha instincts. Yo, like blood kicking is boiling. Like my shotgun will activate any second. I swear to God. Like, don't even play with me.
Now this world
show no pain. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you ever, I sent you that post a couple weeks ago. Maybe last week.
Yeah. It was like I started back watching Naruto, right?
Yeah, you did.
And I think Hunter X Hunter got a really strong case.
For being the most plagiarized anime in history,
It's like, damn, like, I think a lawsuit
should be coming to the offices Ishimoto. If motherfucker, like every other anime too, bro, they bite it. You think I bite shit, they bite shit. It's fucking meals, it's like, bro. Fucking at the end buffets. Of the
day, I don't know what to believe. Like, everybody.
You can believe me.
They help each other out.
Yeah,
exactly. You okay over there?
Yeah, I had to itch my nuts. Okay. So I had to. The fuck? Sometimes you gotta do this. You got you pinch them and you go like this, bro. You go like this. You can't itch them because the skin moves with your finger. So you gotta do is you pinch it and you go like this. Nice. Greatest feeling of the world, bro. Greatest feeling in the world. If you know.
And you have learned something from the wise, the great.
Ali! Prince Ali?
That's my shit.
Man. Yeah, that's.
You always gonna love those classic Disney.
That was a classic. Man. I was gonna say the meme that I sent you is like some guy hitting the lottery and then his family saying, "No, we won the lottery."
Yeah.
The guy blinks and when he opens up his eyes, he has the classic like Itachi
so
mark.
He had to do some shit.
To keep that $1 million, bro.
Mugekyo Sharingan.
Bro, I'm fucking. Fucking.
On one condition. That has to be met to get it. Yeah, that was a funny meme.
Bro. Yeah, it's funny. They got a lot of funny memes, bro.
Yeah, you sent me some heat. I ain't gonna lie.
What Instagram react? You want to do a reaction? No, I'm not going to give them any fucking credit.
I'm just trying. I try to give you credit, bro.
Fuck that.
He's the hater, and he claimed he got 80 million.
Yeah.
And I tried. You know what I'm saying?
You said 8 or 80? Exponential growth. I'm at 80.
Exponential, right. You feel me?
80 feek.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what that means, right? What? All my Arabic watches know what that means. 80 feet, like my, fuck you, like my dick's inside.
Oh, okay. I learn something new every day, my boy.
Hey, you know, I was going to say, let's go to commercial break.
Okay, cool.
We're back from commercial
break. Back from commercial break.
Okay. It's for the podcast, like the audio platform. They get it. Listen to us. Listen to us right here. We have a thing that says.
The thing.
Here, put your hand right here.
Follow the thing.
Like, go like this.
Okay.
Yeah, fuse so right here, move it out.
Okay,
fuse. Yeah, that's how big my dick is. Also, you can see this thing right here and go to that. He pulled his hand out right away. He's like, nah, you cannot catch me slipping. Right?
Pause.
Yeah, so the guy, I think we're done reviewing the episode. Last thing that we see is Aaron sitting down with them at the table.
Oh, yeah. And what's it called?
And he's like, let's have a chat.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, cliffhanger. I can't wait to look forward to the next episode.
Yeah, bro.
What do you give it?
This is a solid 9, bro.
9?
Yeah. This is a 9 banger.
Yeah.
I mean, not a 9 banger, a 9, which is...
like number 9.
A banger, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I fuck
She's a 9. Her. I'll bang her. Fuck! Okay, all right.
You get an A for effort, bro.
Okay, all right. We're good.
Yep.
Thought that was pretty solid, though, right? Did you see it a mile coming?
Like No.
Because I'll be coming for a mile. Don't. Okay, I'm done.
I know you're not going to edit this out, my boy.
I'm not. Fuck it.
But just know, imposters, you're not alone with the cringe.
Oh well, that was pretty. If you think it's good, leave your comments below.
Yeah. If you think bars,
if you think I should pursue a career in rapping,
you know what? I support you, bro. I always told you that. Like,
yeah.
You always told you that.
He really did. He really did.
If bro, whatever you want to do in life,
he has my back no matter what.
Yep, exactly.
Even if I kill a 12-year-old girl. That's name is Gabby,
which is a fictional character.
Yeah, you'd have my back if I killed Gabby.
A fictional character?
Yeah,
bro. No harm.
You would commit the murder with me.
No harm to anyone.
You would commit the murder with
me. No harm to anyone.
This man won't perjure himself. He pleads the fifth like a fucking G, bro.
Hey, man. Bro, shit. I'll snitch on myself. You got to know that law, my guy.
You know what the lawyer asked me? All the lawyer needs to do is say, so did this other person commit the crime? Fuck that. No, I did it. Well, they're not going to get any fucking credit. Fuck that. I did it.
You said, I want all the credit. Yeah. I want all the credit. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, what you give it, bro? Your rating?
I give it a 9.5.
Oh shit! Yeah, you always you got know like a half point
to a point. Yeah,
9.5. Okay,
bro. I'm easily pleased. You know, mm-hmm. It's Gabby got the shit knocked out of her. Hey, you know, to fucking take it.
It probably would have been a 10 for me. If old girl would have delivered that hit.
Yeah, to the cut. Yeah. Because it was like this much, bro. Mikasa saved her in the clutch, bro. I swear. Mikasa got reflexes. Bro, she looked like.
She got the Sharingan, bro. She got something, bro.
Yeah. She got a special ability.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up what Mappa did to her, bro. This is a fucking beautiful girl before that, but whatever.
It's all good, man.
Yeah.
You want to win some, you lose some.
You want to talk about WandaVision?
Oh yeah, let's get into WandaVision. The Disney Plus season one of WandaVision, right?
Yeah.
We're discussing the season finale.
What we think about it. What we think about the whole show.
The whole show.
Yeah, what you hit me with what you think about it.
You know how Marvel do. They always it's just like they got a huge spider board or some shit?
Yeah. Everything connects.
Everything connects. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying? To set up, I guess, what's the next movie coming out? Like Doctor Strange, I think, coming out.
Doctor Strange is coming out next year, but that's exactly going to pick up off Doctor Strange. That's what they're saying.
I got you.
Yeah.
So I
the next movie is Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm kind of curious what they're going to do about that because she's
dead.
So I'm pretty much that's like
a. I think it's a prequel.
A prequel, okay.
Yeah,
but, that's cool. I watch that. But back to WandaVision, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's, you know, they trying to connect the dots, give the audience what they want.
Yeah.
And I just like the whole.
My friend didn't like the first. He stopped watching after the first three episodes. He was like, "Yeah, fuck this."
Yeah, because
it kind of catches you off.
Yeah.
Because bro, like you have, if you stick with it, it's very rewarding.
Yeah, otherwise, absolutely. It's cool. I like spinoffs. I love spinoffs because it give you a lot of information on the side character. She's a side character.
The thing is, bro, like the way they committed to her is like she's a main character to me now. That's how much bonding I had with her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Is Scarlet Witch a villain or is she an ally?
The thing is, like, she's historically a villain.
But I know Scarlet Witch in the comic is a villain. But
and this,
you know Marvel, how they.
I think they're gonna play with it a little bit.
Okay.
I think they're gonna play with it a little bit.
You said okay, yeah. They take like the character likelihood from the comics, but they don't stay true to the comics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's
cool. They give them a degree of because bro, even the comics will contradict themselves.
Right. I feel
like how many versions of Spider-Man are there?
Yeah.
Like where each one is contradicting. Like there's a whole Spider-Verse, you know.
Yeah.
It's you can't. You can't say that's not how it happened at comic books.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even like, with every different comic, like Green Lantern, seven different origin stories for Spider-Man.
How can it be seven different origin stories, bro? I thought, by definition,
the origin story, yeah, exactly. You know,
right?
You know, they
so
say
there's seven of them boys.
Yeah. They say that, what's crazy is like, there's seven different, or like, there's a lot of different origin stories for how Spider-Man got his powers, but in every fucking one of them, Uncle Ben dies. Not a single one
bro,
does that motherfucker.
Give this a man story with Uncle Ben is alive, bro.
Not one does he survive.
Right.
What the fuck what did Uncle Ben do? Did he fuck your daughter?
Aunt May is old in one adaptation. Young in another one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's a mouth in one.
She's alive in another.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Show some love to Unk, bro.
Yeah, keep him alive. Yeah, bro.
Kill her.
Yeah.
And keep.
I love her. Aunt May. She's like my own aunt. I love her. Khalti. Allah yarhamha. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing is, with what's his name? Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
But I want to see what a single man can do. You know, like right, I want right, to see, right. Can he raise this young man in New York City?
Yeah.
You know, in the fucking Brooklyn, bro. BK, Bed-Stuy, Vincent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The streets of Biggie and fucking Kevin Durant. I want to see what the fuck he can do.
What, Queens? Because
no,
Spider-Man is from Queens.
Is he from Queens? Yeah, oh, fucking Captain America's from Brooklyn. Yeah. Okay, he's from Queens. Who the fuck's from Queens that we know?
I think Nas.
Nas, yeah, Nas. Ron Artest.
Okay.
Yeah, Ron Artest is from there. Ron Artest is a fucking maniac, bro. I swear to God, that guy's... I love him. I'm not talking shit about him. I love that about him.
Yeah, Ron Artest, that was...
He's
my guy on the Lakers, bro. But when he was a Pacers,
when he was a Pacers, do you ever? He was on. He was Palace Malice at the Palace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro. I was a kid when I seen that. You were too. We're both Detroit. We're both exactly. Detroit
right,
kids.
Right, right, right.
And when I saw that shit, I was like, when I saw,
it was about 14-12 or something like that.
Yeah, what do you mean 14-12?
I got 2 years on you, right?
Oh, yeah. It was but seeing that shit, I was like, because SportsCenter kept on playing it back.
Yeah.
If it was social media era, bro, they would not have let it go for a fucking month. Bro, like,
where was social media in the past, bro? Like,
bro, MySpace was barely a thing at that point.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of celebrities, bro, back in the day, man, y'all dodged a bullet. Because social media would have just told y'all a whole new, you know what.
Dennis Rodman.
An ass.
Yeah. It would have gave you one of these all day.
Man, bro.
You ever seen
that? I wanted social media. I went Jordan. Jordan was, you know what I'm saying? Because it's,
bro, he's
it's
a lot degenerate. Of
cases where they said Jordan was a fucking prick, bro.
Yeah. They say Dennis Rodman was a fucking maniac too, bro.
Shout out to my oldest bro. He went to a basketball camp. And he said Isaiah Thomas, at the time Isaiah Thomas played for the Pistons Bad Boys.
Damn.
So, he was laughing or something like that. Him and his homeboys was laughing because Isaiah was practicing. And he went for a dunk or a shot or something to miss. So they were laughing.
That's a bad look.
And he stuck up his, he gave the you know what, the finger.
The bird?
Yeah.
He gave one of these is what he's talking about.
To kids, bro.
Fuck, I would have fuck the kids.
So afterwards,
not your oldest brother, but fuck the kids.
Right. So afterwards, they were trying to, you know, get some autographs signed, and he was pretty much like, man, fuck
you. Yeah, fuck you guys. I feel the same way,
shout
bro.
Shout out to him.
Bro, I brought you here, and you guys are laughing at me. Do you know what I can do? I'm the top 50 player of all time.
Facts. And yeah, I just.
He hates Jordan.
And Jordan hates him, bro.
Yeah, he
picture you know, social media,
yeah,
bro.
Bro, they like, would all the fucking jabs beef,
they would take at each other.
You know, my friends, me and my friends were watching what's it called, the 2010 playoffs, the one where the Lakers beat the Celtics.
Okay,
so the year after the Celtics won, right? Mm-hmm. We were looking at the play, like, bro, this was a good team. That Lakers was a good team. They would not survive it in today's NBA. They would not. The spacing, the pace of the game, the fact that there's no shooters other than Kobe. Like, bro, like that. And that was a good team.
Yeah.
Bro, it was. There's no. Bro, today's game is so different than what it was 10 years ago. Yeah, in the span of a decade, bro. That's the NBA change. Like, the pace of the game is just so much slower back then.
Yeah, and it's
a Ray Allen would have killed it. Steve Nash would have killed it. And yeah, he won MVPs, but they would have killed it, bro. They would have torn the game up.
Yeah, I feel you. I won't.
Because it was before his time, you know, like the whole like fuck. Because they were good shooters, bro, but they didn't shoot.
Yeah,
now shooters shoot.
Yeah, shooters shoot in this league, this day and age for sure.
Yeah.
My bad. We went off topic.
We went off topic.
It was a good topic, though.
Yeah, it was. I like it.
But back to WandaVision.
WandaVision, yeah.
I mean, how did you like the overall series?
Are
you looking forward to Captain America?
So I'm going to think.
I guess this was the pilot of it, right?
Yeah, this was like the original Disney Plus show.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good. I'm chewing I shouldn't do that anymore. I was eating yogurt, but you can't notice the yogurt. With the cheese, you can notice it because I'm chewing.
Yeah. It's okay. We know you're hungry. You was fast.
Yeah. Shout out to my Muslims. Barakallahu feekum. Right?
I know what that means.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mashallah.
Inshallah.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
There's the show. You asked me what are my thoughts about the show.
Yep.
I really liked it because it played with your mental a lot.
Gotcha.
Right? Because you didn't know what was happening. Because I was buying into it. I was like, okay, like this is it. If let's just say it is just a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I fuck with it. This shit is pretty funny. You know, like it's kind of a throwback to how they were back in the day. But every so often, like they kind of break the fifth wall, right? Like where like they look at
breaking the shit out that wall.
Yeah, they were like demolishing it, right? They were. I was gonna say they were putting their penis in it repeatedly.
They was knocking down Walmart. Hey, Michael.
Hey, they don't know. They don't know. Yeah,
they was knocking walls down.
Yeah, it's because you get every couple of episodes they do like in the beginning they were looking at it. They were like, I remember when Officer Rambo was like, "Hey, isn't that how your brother died?" She looked at it. How do you know my brother died?
Exactly.
What the fuck do you know? What? How do you know this?
Exactly.
Like the spell should be doing what it's doing,
bro. I like and Agatha, bro.
Yeah,
she was. They did her real good. But go ahead. I mean it.
Yeah, I was gonna get to that. So then you get a whole feeling like for the next couple of episodes, like, hey, you know, like she doesn't know what's happening. Nobody knows what's happening.
Right, right.
And they're all under control. Vision is like Vision constantly touches people and is like on their foreheads.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Hey, what's up with you? Like, is everything okay?" And they get hysterical. Yo, like, yo,
dude, my mind is fucked up,
bro. I haven't slept in fucking weeks. Yeah, help me.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he, the people kept on saying like, "Yo, get us out of this, get us out of this." And then on the one of the episodes, you catch the neighbor lady, and she's
Agatha.
We don't know she's Agatha. Right. She's like, she does something. She's like, aren't you one of the Avengers? Aren't you dead? What's happening? And then he touches her. But the whole time, she knew what she was doing.
Exactly.
She was just playing him for a fool. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, at the next episode, he tries to break out. But because he's dead, he can't survive in that other world.
Yeah, because he only exists in that world.
In that world, exactly. So he can, she made a choice. She was like, you can forever exist in this world, which would be fake. It wouldn't be real because you're not really here. Or I can leave this world and just get over it.
Yeah.
Which is what the whole meaning of the show was no matter how much grief you have, you can get over it. And what I like is the beginning of one of the episodes picks up right after the snap.
Gotcha.
So it picks up with like everybody's waking up and they rematerialize. And she's like, what's happening? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to my mom? It's like, your mom died 2 years ago. She went into remission. She got cancer again. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How is any of this possible? It's only been a couple of minutes. She had cancer.
Yeah.
How did she beat it and then get it back?
Mm-hmm.
That was like, too often.
The 5 years took place.
Yeah.
But she wasn't a part.
It felt like seconds.
It felt like seconds, yeah.
But you know what movies do far too often is that they ignore that gap in time.
Yeah, but you think they did well with it?
They treated it very well because they, like, at the end of the day, like, these are affected people. Like, you just go on ignoring it. Okay, you know, people died and people came back. All right, it picks up right where I left off. But imagine that, bro. Imagine, like, you died by all means and the government got rid of your social security number. Now somebody else inherited it. You know, your husband married and moved on. Your wife married and moved on.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Just picture, like, you come back, right?
Yeah.
And your husband found new love, had a new baby,
new family,
new family.
You can't blame him.
What happened?
Yeah. Like, well, there's this whole thing that everybody's now fucked up. And you think about it, they treated it really well because we only saw a couple seconds of it. But that's what movies do.
Yeah.
It's like you leave the people behind, like, but there's a whole story that's left behind there that you can really explore. Spider-Man kind of does something like that.
Yep.
What with Homecoming.
Yeah, with the school stuff.
Yeah, and it was like, they, because they always say, like, oh, the Avengers came and defeated Ultron, mm-hmm. but they left all the shit behind. Yeah. Who had to pick it up? Us. Mm-hmm. We had to clean up our city. So I like the fact that they're treating us like it's an actual universe.
Yeah.
And although there's superhero fighting and, you know, villains and all that shit, mm-hmm. there's still some real shit happening in the background.
Excellent.
Yeah. Did you like my summary?
Hell yeah. A lot better than mine.
Bro, he was like, yeah, I liked it.
I liked it. And you remember earlier today, I'm like, yeah, bro, it's cool. She became Scarlet Witch. I like
that. Yeah,
you took it to another level, my boy.
Analysis.
Yeah, bro.
One time I was at Wayne State.
I fuck with you.
I was at Wayne State. It's a university that is in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I was at the student center,
mm-hmm.
and they were, so the, at the student center, there's a prayer hall
yeah,
where I can go pray. Right outside of it, they said we can, it was like the student society for psychology or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, $5 gift card to Starbucks if you come to study.
Okay.
And they said, we will, have you ever had your dreams analyzed? They were what it was is analyzed,
yep.
right? Mm-hmm. But they didn't have enough room, so yeah. they put anal and then eyes. I was like, who the fuck signed off on that, bro? I'm like, clearly. Why would I want my dreams analyzed? like I'm good with my dreams not being analyzed. Like,
yeah, I bet. Can you imagine, bro? You the tour person to the incoming freshmen?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And y'all run across that. Like, take it.
A big ass billboard. Ooh. Do you want your dreams analyzed? What the fuck?
Imagine, sign me up.
Bro, imagine somebody goes in there. I'm here
for me.
I'm here for the dreams being analyzed. Dude, what do you guys got to inject this something up my ass or something?
Oh man, that's silly, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited about the Captain
all the
America
shows. There's Captain America 1 and then Loki, I'm also excited for.
Gotcha.
Loki's in June and then in April, what's Captain America? The Falcon.
Yeah, yeah.
Falcon is in what's it called? April. So I'm looking forward to those. Definitely good ones coming up.
Yeah.
Inshallah, it'll be good.
Yeah, inshallah.
Yeah. Wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that's
that. Wrap it up like you're about to have sex with a prostitute.
Damn, bro, you can't just.
Okay, all right. I thought that was pretty solid.
No, bro.
Okay. If you guys like what you see, you know, no, fuck that. If you guys ever question, are you supposed to be where you're at?
Yep.
And you feel like, you know what? Maybe I just lucked into this. Maybe I'm just here by chance. Then you may be suffering from the imposter syndrome. And you belong here. Thank you. If you guys like what you see, like, comment, subscribe.
Let's do the fusion.
Yeah, fusion, huh? That's how big my cock is. And we'll see you on the next one.